30-minute reviews, beware of spoilers, and exploring hyperspace lanes are all available ad-free. But if you want to support the show, you can go to bewareofspoilers.com and click the support button that's available on the Spotify website. Thank you. Good evening, and welcome to Beware of Spoilers. I am Adam, on this Good Friday. And let's preface this with, this is not the first time this has happened on this show, in the illustrious, almost 9-year history of this show. We'll be turning 9 later this year, even if our feed doesn't reflect that. We had a glitch with Spreaker a few years back. Regardless, the point I'm trying to make is, we've had this happen once before, we'd seen most of a movie, and then something went off. It's only happened one other time. This happened with Venom, Let There Be Carnage. The difference is, by the time this happened to me in Venom, Let There Be Carnage, most of the movie was over. We were in the waning period of the third act. So all I really missed there was the very end of the movie. Here, we hadn't even gotten into the third act yet when the movie was cut short by a fire alarm and we had to evacuate. So basically what ended up happening was I ended up missing from the point where Kong meets Scar for the first time, and based on the runtime of the movie and what time it was based on when the movie started, I missed about a half hour of the movie, maybe 45 minutes. Because the movie started at 3:30 and we got removed at, probably was closer to like half. Alright, well, we're gonna do this based on half the movie, because I'm gonna be honest, I'm not gonna go and sit through the first half of this movie again. Because part of the thing with these monster movies is, you sit through a bunch of shit in the beginning to get to the big monster fight. So, I can't tell you if you get to the big monster fight and it's worth it. I may end up seeing this movie again, though. Just to get through this, just to see the fight at the end. I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it is the issue. And that's the thing. I've already done this once. I've already sat through this once. Do I want to sit through it a second time to get to the point and figure out if it's worth it to sit through a second time? Because I'll say this about the stuff leading into the big monster fight. It's not terrible. I think they treat Kong as a character and Godzilla as characters. I mean, Godzilla is treated more as a force of nature, but Kong is humanized and treated kind of like a character. Yeah, there's a lot I didn't see, because I'm thinking about the trailer, and there's a lot I didn't see here. It's possible I end up going tomorrow to see this in full, because Bump in the Land of Saints and Sinners entirely. Yeah, I think that's probably a good call. So we'll do a full review tomorrow. But these are just going to be thoughts in the first half. So that wasn't a complete waste of my time, after getting out of work early today and going to see this. Ironically enough, had I just kept the showtime that I was going to see originally, this probably wouldn't have happened unless the smoke alarm went off a second time later today. The thing with this is, I enjoy the way they personify these characters and how the characters are, like, you know, the monster. I mean, specifically Kong is more of a character here, and Kong is getting a chance to do stuff, and actually, you know, not just be like, this is the monster that we have to avoid dying while they fight. It's like, you know, and I think they ramp up the tension in what this is to a great degree. I like the way they explain the power up to Godzilla, because we did get to that part where they explain the power up to Godzilla, where he is, what's it called, where he takes on Tiamat, and Tiamat gets its power from solar flares and solar radiation. So he takes that power for himself, because he senses something's coming, and what he knows what, and that's the thing too, is that you can kind of piece together where this is going from here. You know, because we got to the point where, you know, we've met everyone, we've seen a tease from Mothra. I can suss out where the movie's going from here. You know, Godzilla is going to team up with Kong to fight King Scar. They're going to defeat King Scar. Kong is going to get the name King Kong. Godzilla's going to fuck off back to wherever he's going to go sleep again for a little bit. Mothra's going to show up, help out, and probably die in the process, because that's Mothra's entire thing. Like, it's pretty easy to suss out where this movie goes from here. It's just, are the visuals worth it? And that's the end question. I think that for the most part in the movie, it taking place in Hollow Earth makes it kind of interesting and at least visually unique when compared to the other MonsterVerse movies, where, yeah, we get glimpses of Hollow Earth in the other ones, but getting a real chance to spend a lot of time there gives you a chance to build this almost alien, you know, area that's going to be, you know, treated as if it is an alien kind of place. But yeah, I mean, it's an interesting, you know, it's an interesting enough movie. Like, but for what the build-up is, it's like, do I want to sit through Kong's adventures with this child Kong? And it's like, not particularly. Do I want to sit through this human stuff again with, you know, with Rebecca Hall? And this little girl who they speak in sign language, and I don't remember from Godzilla vs. Kong if that was because she's deaf or if it's just they never bothered to teach her English. It could be either, like, she has to be deaf, because there's no reason why they wouldn't have taught her English by now, but it's been years. Like, why would, like, I just don't understand. Unless there's some reason she can't, maybe she's mute, I don't know. Either way, it's something that they never really explain, but they're always talking to her in sign language, so okay, sure, whatever. Maybe I don't know this, but is sign language a good intermediary while you're learning English? But it doesn't matter. It is what it is. Don't think about it too hard. What else have we got? But aside from the aesthetic of Hollow Earth, like, there's a lot of stuff here that's kind of just like, alright, do I want to sit through this a second time? And the answer is probably... Regrettably, the answer is probably. I'm gonna end up sitting doing this again tomorrow because the thing about it is, I'm gonna work this out, you know, lodge this out on content so you guys can hear my thought process. This week there is only, you know, this and In the Land of Saints and Sinners, which get a lot of acclaim. But do I want to see Liam Neeson play this same character that I've seen Liam Neeson play 1,000 times? Do I want to put myself through that? And the answer is not really. But I was going to, because it would have given an extra episode, because it would have given an extra movie to do this week. Godzilla and Kong. I didn't get to see the fight between Godzilla and Kong and King Scar. Even though I know basically what's going to happen, Scar's going to get to the surface, and then Godzilla and Kong are going to have to team up to fight Scar, and that's the whole thing. And I'm here for that. But, like, I don't know. And I do have one problem with the movie up until this point. The sense of scale is so fucked up. Because we need a human, and we had this issue with Quantumania. Which you would think they would have, like, used that as an opportunity to be like, hey, why don't we make these trees a little bit smaller or bigger, or, like, give us some sense of scale to it, where it's like, okay, so Ant-Man's down in the quantum realm, now he's shrinking, now he's growing, okay, cool, what does that all mean? Like, what does that mean in regards to everything around them? There is no, what's it called? Why the fuck are we acting like a solar eclipse? Why are we acting like fucking, it's like the age of Christopher Columbus, where he's using it as a way to trick people into thinking that he's a god? Like, there's a sign up on the road, it's like, guys, it's a solar eclipse on the 8th, make sure you arrive early and stay, like, what the fuck? Like, maybe they want you driving in the eclipse, maybe that's what it is, I don't know. But I don't think it affects down here. I thought it was passing through upstate, mostly. Just don't do like Trump and look directly into it. That's the last thing you should do. You gotta use eclipse glasses like on Avatar: The Last Airbender. Anyway, Yeah, I think we end up doing that. But from what I saw, I mean, the human aspects, and oh yeah, that was where I was. The issue I had with the, what's it called, with the scale. I have no sense of scale for Kong. So, like, this might as well just be a Planet of the Apes movie, because I don't know how big he is compared to anything around him. Like, because the only scale, like, once he gets to Hollow Earth, and is down there, it's like, everything is kind of, the only thing he has as a frame of reference is other apes, so it's like, okay, but I don't know what that, like, looks like. So it's like, okay, so Scar is bigger than him. Okay, but I feel like Kong is not that big compared to the other, you know, Mutos, or the Titans, as they're called now. Like, from what we see in that one sequence when he comes up to get his tooth extracted, which is a weird scene, then I'm like, alright, sure, whatever. Like Kong comes up because he's sick and he's got a tooth that needs to, that's infected, and I'm like, same dude, I understand what that feels like. So, he comes up to get this tooth extracted and to get help from, what's it called, to get help from, you know, from Monarch. And he's laying there in the trees, and I'm like, he's big. Like, I'm not saying Kong's not big, but he's, like, Godzilla is fucking massive. And it's like, Kong doesn't seem nearly as big as Godzilla. And then when you get down to Hollow Earth, it's like, oh, is he just kind of small? Are we back to regular, the trees aren't scaled properly to what he is. And there's nothing human to put in that range. I don't know if Tiamat was a Titan in a previous thing. I don't recall that. Brian Tyree Henry is really funny in this movie. I do like him here. And one of the things I did appreciate early on, in that first sequence when the movie first starts, where it's like it cold opens on Kong kind of hunting, and it's kind of like the Shrek opening, but with Kong. And I'm watching this and I'm like, that it's really inventive to take, like, when we see, like, The Lion King, which is basically, it's an animated movie, The Lion King, the 2019 Lion King, and because it's an animated movie, you don't get continuity errors, you don't get weird, you know, glitches or anything like that, you know, and everything feels kind of sterile. Like, not that an animated movie feels sterile, but, like, it's a very sterile way to shoot something that's meant to be photorealistic, almost live action. You don't get that here. It feels like they treat Kong and Godzilla as actors, so there are, like, weird continuity errors that work, because it's like, oh, because they're shooting a giant ape. Like, of course, it's like they did multiple takes of this, and you know, and then, I mean, Kong had to go out and get a smoke in between, you know, take one and take two. So, obviously, his hand's not in the exact same spot. Like, it's inventive that they do that, and it makes it feel more real in a weird sense. And I think that that's really smart for them to do that. But look, I think that from what I, like, the fact that I'm willing to go and sit through this again, like, Venom, I was like, I missed the very end of him taking down Carnage, and I missed the very end of him taking down, what's it called, taking down, what was it, not Banshee, Scream, I don't know, Calypso's in the new one. No, she's in, Calypso is in, what's that other one, with Aaron Taylor Johnson, oh, Kraven. The point I'm trying to make is, like, that movie, like, as much as I didn't have left, I was like, alright, fuck it, I'm not doing any more of this. I'm not sitting through this movie again, either at home or on streaming. Like, fuck it, we're done, moving on. I am willing to go and sit through this a second time tomorrow morning. I would have rather, instead of giving, because I use A-List, so the voucher, like, whenever I get these vouchers, which happens occasionally, I just stockpile them and use them for event screenings for, like, things that are excluded from A-List. So, like, when I saw Dune Part 2 a week early, that was excluded from A-List, so I used one of these vouchers that I had saved. So, you know, I just, you know, use it for that, so I didn't have to pay out of pocket to go see that. Here, Like, you know, I would have rather they gave me a concession coupon, because I went and got a burrito before this movie started, and I paid like $15 for the burrito and a soda, and then I went into the movie and paid for a soda. And look, don't judge my eating habits. I got a soda and a bag of M&Ms. I paid the same amount of money as I did for the burrito and a soda. So I was like, I was thinking about that. I was sitting there, I'm like, huh. And then I didn't even get to see the whole movie. Sucks. But regardless, here we are. So we will wrap up here for today. Our next episode will be tomorrow when we finish Godzilla and Kong, the New Empire. But until our next episode, have a great rest of your. Oh, wait, no, tomorrow morning, before you even do that, we're gonna do, what's it called? We're gonna do that other movie. We're gonna do the next episode of The Girls on the Bus. But then after that, we'll do Godzilla and Kong, A New Empire. So until our next episode, have a great rest of your week.